Welcome back, hero.
Continues on. Welcome, everybody.
Woo! Yeah. What up, though, loved ones? It is I Love Pow, season 2, episode 9.
Women!
And I'm, residual love.
Lots of clapping.
But yeah, we're back.
We are back. Who are we?
I am Handsome Bane, and I don't.
I am Everyday Rogue.
Okay.
You know, people already know, but it's fun to say it again, too.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm not nervous.
It's like, when are you ever nervous?
I'm sorry, I just don't have, I don't have it today. I'm just like, I'm just like drifting because I've been doing so many doubles. And
yeah,
so,
it's been a long week.
Yeah.
And spring forward.
Yeah.
Everyone's feeling a little grog today.
What white man invented that?
Well, there are some parts of the world that don't do that. So, yeah.
You don't have to answer for all white people either. Like, you don't have to, like...
Oh, I wasn't trying... I was just answering.
Okay.
I wasn't... Yeah. No, I wasn't defending. I actually totally missed that point that you said about white man. I was just like... I was just responding to who invented that. Totally missed the context on that one.
What are we doing today?
Anyway, we have a great show planned for you guys. We're going to do teensy bits of news in the beginning. Then it is going to be our very anime episode. We are going to talk about our first anime. And then we're going to go into this little segment of Convince Me Anime is Actually Worth It. That Convince Me Anime is Good. So we're going to be bringing up some points about anime that would make people not want to watch it. And I'm going to try to convince this one that it's actually worth watching.
Spoiler alert. I don't need convincing, but I'm going to pretend that I'm going to pretend.
Yes. So this is totally just for fun. And then we have a bunch
but,
of... Because,
but I will also be voicing like a bunch of opinions of a bunch of other people and who either haven't given anime much of a chance or have tried to or has put their toe in the water and didn't like what they found. So I find that anime is basically the sushi of all media where somebody will say, I don't like sushi. I don't like raw fish. And it's like, you know, there's so much other sushi that is not raw fish. So we'll get into the different types, and you know, there's something for everybody. And
there
you know,
is.
At the end of the day, if you just don't like it, you just don't like it, and that's up to you. And I'm not gonna force anybody into watching anything that they don't want to. But.
Right, exactly. So we had put that out to social media. Thank you guys for those of you who responded, and those of you watching on social media now. Hello, Facebook. Hello, Instagram. If you guys have any comments, we're gonna run through our segments, and then we'll kick it back to you guys. So stay tuned, stay engaged. If you like anime or don't like anime, feel free to comment, and we will get back to you. And then at the end, we have a future schedule info dump to give you.
So much stuff.
So much happening. So
and
many cool
like,
things going
any,
on.
Any of you who would like to meet us, like there are so many places and opportunities and things because we want to meet a lot of you.
Yeah.
You know, we see you on our Instagrams and our, you know,
given the hearts,
Twitters
given the
and whatever. And so we would like to meet you guys and solidify our community and just kind of, you know, like, hey, we're here and we're like real touchable people who aren't going to, well, you know, good touches.
Safe touch.
No,
safe
handshakes,
touch.
High fives.
Bumps.
Yeah, so that is our lineup. So want to jump into news.
Oh, well, I wanted to not so much do a retraction for last week, but more of a correction or and clarification. Last week we talked about my... indifference, if you will, toward the Oscar awards and just about Get Out being snubbed, and then you know Jordan Peele of course won the best screenplay award, When I said snubbed, I didn't mean like they didn't make it. I meant that they, because somebody was like, hey, they didn't get snubbed. And I'm like, eh, not in the classic sense of they were on the ballot, but there were people who just hadn't seen it and were still voting. And it's like, how do you vote on what's the best film and you didn't see all the films?
Yeah, shouldn't like, that be a requirement of the people who are voting?
I thought it was. And it just goes back. Like, nothing I said was wrong from last week. Mm-hmm. About talking about people who don't like to be called onto the carpet for, you know, things that, you know, the way that they or someone else similar to them is being portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, come on, if you saw Get Out, like, and you can be offended by it, then you probably are actually snatching up bodies and putting, you know, putting your brain into basketball players. So, you know, whatever. But yeah, I just wanted to clarify that I didn't mean that they were left off the ballot altogether. Mm-hmm. It's that they were there, and then there were people who were voting and were just like, yeah, no, I'm not watching it.
Mm-hmm. So. And has that happened with other films, though, too?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't care. I mean, Fish, well, I feel like that's Fish important. Sex won this year.
For best okay, did you see that movie?
No.
Okay, well,
I just know it's Fish Sex in
well,
it.
Listen, yes.
Fish
whatever.
Sex wins every time.
It was...
Fish Sex wins every
time. It was actually a really good movie.
Maybe. All right. Cool. But I'm not voting on whether or not that film gets all kinds of accolades and the prestige, and then now people are going back to see it, and that could be the difference between like lots of money mm-hmm. and lots of fame. I mean, Jordan Peele's going to be all right because the people who saw Get Out were like blown away, and he's going to get bigger mm-hmm. budget films or whatever. But I mean, to be like, racial conversation, fish fucking.
Which could be, if you really know what I mean? Think like, about it, it could be, you know, this symbolism for people who are different, right? Individuals who are different.
Sure.
So I feel like you could argue that they're essentially about the same thing.
Just watch both then. And then make up your mind, and then, you know, as a voter.
Well, in general, if you're going to critique something, you need to watch the whole thing in order to be able to do that.
But yeah, that's enough. I mean, Get Out, you know, Jordan Peele won, as you know. But, which is weird, because it was like his screenplay won. So did you watch, I mean, did you read the script?
Right.
And were just blown away by the script and were like, yes!
They read the script, but they didn't watch the movie.
They didn't watch
You'd
the film.
You'd think that like, reading would take
that's
longer.
That's so weird. But
anyway.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So watch Get Out, watch The Shape of Water, both good movies. And also, speaking of movies, actually, we didn't talk about this before, but A Wrinkle in Time came out this weekend.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm really excited.
I was going to take Jada. I'm hearing that it kind of doesn't hold kids' attention until like the magic starts. So,
okay.
Yeah, and we just kind of didn't have time.
Yeah, well, I guess if they're old enough to read the book,
right?
Probably
and I never read the book,
attention.
So
oh, okay.
There's Matt Pat from Film Theory has a theory that A Wrinkle in Time is a prequel to It, and Stephen King wrote it like a lot of it was like it's not like directly like he can just be like yeah I'm just gonna. Jump in here and make no but it
yeah.
was just like that he wrote it with like with A Wrinkle in Time in mind.
That's really interesting.
I don't know. I've never read it either.
Really weird.
I just saw this funny meme of Oprah giving this really like you know squinty eye face and you know saying hey Wakanda we have any money left to go see Oprah's
yeah,
movie this
that's the other thing is that I hate when somebody like all of a sudden the black films have to be in at odds and it's like dude they're both Disney get out of here and whatever
yeah.
Disney's caking one way
right,
or the
right.
other it's just weird that you know people always want to pit something great against something great and it's like just lay off you know so
there can be more than one great thing
right we
no,
can
but something has to be better than everything
some gotta be better and like I'm mad that Black Panther made $1 billion so it literally just crossed into $1 billion
Wow!
So, yeah.
Congrats
stop
again,
hating
Black
get
Panther.
Money. Stop hating on Black Panther and get money. Stop hating on Wrinkle in Time and get money.
Just stop hating.
Oprah's not gonna be like, oh, I'm ruined.
No, she will be fine. But I'm excited about that. So hopefully we'll get to see that soon.
Oprah could have literally bought all the tickets for Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
But so speaking of things that we're love and are excited about, anime. So, doesn't look like social media has anything to say about movies and things that we're talking about. But if you guys do, feel free to comment. They're waiting for anime. So now's the time to comment. What was your first anime?
Ooh, pin that.
Ooh.
Hold it.
Ooh. We're gonna pin that. Actually, I don't know how to do that.
Uh-oh.
You make your comment and then you like hold it.
You're supposed to be teaching on air.
Uh-oh.
You ain't supposed to be teaching nobody, dog.
First.
Like,
and then post.
And then post it, and then like hold, like tap
hold.
It.
Oh, tap.
Well, no, hold it.
Hold.
Then it should pop up.
Nope.
At least that's what it does.
Not happening. Hi.
Oh, they are playing you.
Oh no. That's sorry, bad. Social media.
Anyway. Well.
Anyway. Okay. So. Do you want to go first?
Oh. Well, Nancy said Sailor Moon is her favorite.
Oh, that came out 26 years ago?
It's old as fuck.
It's dirt.
26 years ago.
But that's a lot of people love it. And
I mean, oh my gosh, yeah.
Obviously, because it's obviously great. It's like the Dragon Ball Z of women. Like, I think like
for, women.
For a lot of
yeah.
little girls. And,
yeah.
And I mean, totally. I also came up with my brother Gary used to like sing the theme song. Like,
yeah.
When he sang it.
Aww.
He would do it to troll me, but he actually liked the show, so
yeah.
Anyway, because I'm so much older, the first time I watched anime was Voltron. The first time I knew I was watching anime was Dangayo and Fist of the North Star. And the first time I watched Dangayo was Fist of the North Star is just awful. Really, when you go back and watch it, it's just a terrible film. But it's more of that old school, episodic. The hero is as strong as he needs to be, and regardless of whatever the odds are, it's like, okay, I'm gonna beat it with these two, and nothing can stand against me. So there wasn't like any development. He didn't need to develop. Like the beginning, he loses the fight. Spoilers. It's not that good anyway, so don't worry about it. It's actually John Cena's favorite anime.
No way.
Because he is obviously the character Kenshiro, who is just as strong as
can
he needs to be.
Can you not see that character?
Hmm?
Wait a minute.
Sorry. Just saying.
He's actually, you
sorry,
can
they don't
see
like my
him.
Puns.
But.
I got you.
You can see him.
All right.
But basically, yeah, he's like the John Cena of anime. Like, have you ever seen Kenshiro? And it's just like he punches people and their heads explode. And so,
pressure points.
Okay.
Yeah, pressure points. Right. And anyway, you can pretty much, if you YouTube anything, Fist of the North Star, it'll come up and you've seen the entire series. Because that's pretty much it. Like, however, there's one where he beats a tank. There's one where he, and except for the film. He fights his brother, and his brother's like just as ill, if not iller. And then he's just like, "All right, I'm gonna kick your ass." And he like beats him up pretty bad. And then he's, "Not die, damn you, die!" And then he doesn't kill him at the end. But it's still, you know, it's viewable.
Okay.
As far as the first. Good anime. I mean, I guess Dragon Ball, we can put that in there. Ronin Warriors was all. There was like a block before Toonami came out. And so it was like you got Dragon Ball and then eventually Dragon Ball Z. And then like Ronin Warriors was in there. So it was just like, dude, why are these. Everybody has spiky hair and big eyes. And then it was like, oh, okay, it's anime. Or is it anime? What is this? Anime. What is that called?
Did you have people around you that watched it?
Oh, yeah. My whole block. We all watched all of that. And then, but I was the first one that was like, after my brother
of
gave me.
Of course you were.
I'm not bragging, but it was just like actually what happened.
Yeah.
My brother had the tape. And so it was just like, I came out like I had the Ten Commandments. Like I stood out on a balcony like, dog.
Oh my goodness.
I got this tape. It's the Fist of the North Star. Dude punches people in the head and it explodes. And it's like, we have to view this immediately. Obviously, we're not supposed to be watching.
How old were you?
13.
Okay.
13
Pivotal age.
And of course, we went and huddled into a bunker and we watched all of Fist of the North Star and some of Dangayo, because it was like Fist of the North Star was dubbed, so it was a lot easier for us to view. Dangayo was like, you know, it was an OVA and it was split into like four episodes, and it was kind of hard to follow because it was like my first foray into subs, so it was just like wait, what, you know. So it's kind of like a running gag that people who don't like subs can't read that fast. So
Well, that would make sense.
You know what?
People tend to not like things that are hard for them.
You know what? I got my little cousins to read by watching subs.
Sometimes you can. Sometimes
the motivation,
right,
is there.
Sometimes if you go to sleep while anime is on and it's subbed, you like for whatever reason can understand what's being said.
You wake up thinking you can speak
like,
Japanese.
Oh yeah, you can at least understand it. I think Rich said that.
Nandato.
Right. Nandato. Come in the side. Yeah, so that kind of stuff. But Rich, I think I realized that when Rich said it. He was like, I was sleeping, and Bleach was on subtitles. And I understood everything that was happening, but because I was like in the middle of sleep, but I wasn't reading the screen, so it's like I understood.
Well, their voices are so, like, their inflection is so clear.
Oh, man, we got Dangayo in the dub, and it was trash because half of it was in the passion of the voice actors. And so, like, in the show, there's this move, because, again, it's still, like, that John Cena anime, because all the odds are against Dangayo, and then finally, and he's a mech, so it was just, like, you know, they were all inside this machine, and they were all responsible for, like, the movements of it or whatever.
Mecha, for those of you who don't know, are, like, robot machinery type
robots who fight kaiju or giant monsters or whatever.
Which
giant
is its own
robots. There we go.
Genre, yeah.
So Uno, what's your first anime? Let me know. So like in the thing, like he has this big dramatic move called a psychic wave that stops whomever is like rushing at him or whatever he's in a fight with, and it picks him up and binds him up. It's telekinesis on like a huge level. Mm-hmm. So it's just like I'll break up giant things with psychic wave. And so when the actor says psychic, like you can hear him breathe in and all this, and and it's just like yes, it's like spine tingling. And then the English version was like psychic wave, and I turned it off and I took the tape out and I took it back to the store. I said, no, we don't want this. But I've talked for long enough, please. What is your
first
anime love?
Well, so my first anime was Pokemon, but I didn't know that it was an anime. It was just
That's how it starts.
A cartoon.
I had
that
no idea
I
Voltron
watched.
Was an anime.
And I think I started watching it because my brother's a little bit
anime.
Pokemon's the weed of anime.
Whoa.
Anime.
Whoa.
The gateway drug.
The gateway.
To what?
To
more anime.
Yeah, you go from Pokemon to Digimon, and now you're watching Bible Black.
I'm not sure
Bible
how I feel.
Black.
I'm not sure how I feel about that analogy, but
gateway drug. Yeah,
like
it's a gateway anime.
A gateway anime.
Yeah.
I can get behind that. So yeah, I did. I think I started watching it because my brother's 4.5 years younger than me, and he wanted to watch this like babyish show, and I didn't want to watch it. So I was like looking for something else we could watch together. And I was like, oh, look, we can watch this together, and it was something I wanted to watch. But then I got him into it too. So that was probably the first anime I watched. But then Cartoon Network would play anime late at night, and I remember watching Case Closed. But again, I didn't know that was an anime. It was a cartoon that seemed a little bit more mature.
Same
than other
episode
cartoons.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every episode was the same.
Yeah.
Another one of those shows.
And then, so in high school, I had a friend who was like obsessed with Dragon Ball. So that's where I was like, oh, okay, there's more.
This friend, I hate to cut you off, but I have to know right now. Did this friend have the Goku silk shirt, button up, short sleeve?
He was more of a daywalker. So, and we've talked about daywalkers before, where you don't appear like you look like you like anime.
Hey man, there's no look.
There's. but you can fit in with different crowds. So he, you know, had some different crowds
that he was into.
But,
this shirt.
Oh my gosh. No, he did not have that. I don't think I know anyone who had that shirt.
You did. Who had the shirt? I didn't have the DBZ silk shirt.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted it.
Do you guys know what we're talking about here?
I think my grandfather had one of those shirts, and he never washed. He couldn't tell you what an anime was.
Oh, no. It was just, a lot of people just enjoyed it.
He just had the shirt.
The starter kit was the weird anime, well, I know the weird black anime fan starter kit was the faded black jeans with the hammer loop.
Yep.
The carpenter pants or whatever, with like optional side pockets.
The real little ones
that you wonder, like, why do they even make these pockets here?
Oh my god.
The Janko the Janko jeans.
Jeez.
This shirt that we're looking at right now, the silk Dragon Ball that's got Super Saiyan Goku coming at you like this with the button up and wristbands. So many wristbands.
You're describing me from 1990 to 2003.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No, I didn't know anyone like that.
Oh my goodness. We had them on. They had them on Finkel and Greenfield. We used to call them the Finkel shirts.
And let's not forget, we also had the chains.
The chains, my goodness.
The chains to the wallet?
Yeah.
Well, that just wasn't an anime thing.
It was never on a wallet.
Really?
It was the chain.
It was just the chain? Oh. I thought it was the chain wallet, no?
No.
It's supposed to go to a wallet. But it was the chain. Yeah. Oh, that's so great.
I miss being young again.
Okay, so the friend I had who was obsessed with Dragon Ball Z, I never actually watched Dragon Ball Z with him. It opened my awareness to, this is actually a genre. But then I got introduced to Cowboy Bebop, and that was the first anime that I watched fully, and it is still my favorite to this day. And then I, kept meeting more people who knew more about anime. I went to Anime Boston in 2009. That was my first year going.
Wait, was that when we all went?
No, we went the year after that.
Yeah.
Altogether. But then you opened me up to so many more animes, and you turned me on to Bleach, which
that's kind of what I do.
I'm wearing a Bleach shirt right now. And also, Eric bought
that's
me these hairpins.
On her shirt, if y'all didn't pay attention to it.
Don't stare.
I didn't wear it for that reason.
I just
thought it was clever and funny. And then also the hairpins, because Orihime, she was my first official cosplay at Anime Boston 2009. With the hairpins that Eric got me.
So many dorks.
She's just a great character, and I love her.
And then dorks came with, gum, gum.
I thought it was pretty good for my first cosplay. I got really but yeah, so that's my first anime story, and I've loved anime since. So anime is actually really good.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't think so? Why would you think anime is not good?
I'm kind of a tool, and right now, it's not that great. I don't care for it.
Are you okay? So, all right, give me a reason.
You're doing a bit.
He's totally faking. Give me a reason why you think anime is not good.
I don't want to watch something where people are yelling and throwing small stars at each other all the time. It's really, it's the same thing over and over again.
Okay. All right, that's fair. So you may have seen a clip or two.
I have seen all of the animes. Okay. All the anime. And all right. It's all people throwing big, giant fireballs at each other and yelling and changing colors.
Okay. So certainly there are parts of that in some animes. but anime is huge. There are so many different animes, so many different types of animes, and I assure you, they are not all about throwing small stars. And if that's not your thing, there are plenty more animes that maybe will be your thing.
What is something else that might pop up in an anime or an anime?
There's, like, what do you mean what would pop up? There's so much. What would pop up in anything? There's drama and the character development and just...
I ain't got time for character development.
Oh, come on. So what shows do you watch? I'm sure there are shows you watch that have character development.
Basketball Wives. Okay. Love and Hip Hop.
Well, maybe if that's your thing, there are certainly plot animes twists. That are like that.
They be having plot twists.
Oh, there be plot twists in anime.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay. There wow. be lots of them.
Wow.
There, yes. I assure you, there are lots of different types of animes.
We didn't check in on the last segment with our.
Oh, with, did some people from social media talk about their first anime?
We got Uno. Shout out to Uno talking about that he actually added a dog chain to the ensemble.
Whoa!
He certainly had the uniform.
Oh.
He certainly had the Finkel shirt, and but then he said he added a dog chain. He's Hall of Fame blurred,
wow.
Obviously. And let's see here, Ghetto needs gear as that's Nancy saying the Ghetto needs gear. Yeah, he said he had several silk shirts, and Ronin Warriors was his first.
Awesome. Thanks for...
You know, I unwillingly donated my silk shirts to my father. And
yo, and old black dudes will just wear them. Like,
yeah.
Oh, these is fire.
Let's see.
And then I just put them on. Like.
Did I show you the text the other day where he was like, where can I get more of these? I'm like...
So clearly, anime brings style.
I want one. I just want one to have.
Okay, somebody hook him up. Social media, y'all are hearing
Do your thing. If somebody has one out there that they're ready to part with, I will take it and I will sterilize it.
Or someone's grandfather they can take it from, you know.
You might have to fight.
You will have to fight a grandfather for that shirt.
So I feel like that's just another reason why anime is good, because anime brings style. There's a lot of style to anime.
Those shirts is for lames, but we'll get to them.
Okay, well... Just in general, I mean, there are lots of cartoons nowadays that it's sort of normalized for adults to be watching cartoons. So, you know, and they've been around for a while. We have The Simpsons, we have some Butthead a long time ago. And
I like Family Guy.
Yeah, exactly. Family Guy.
Family Guy is brilliant.
Well, if you think Family Guy is brilliant, there's certainly an anime for you.
So, like, what would you suggest I watch then? That isn't ninjas and animes and...
Fully Cooly is a Bible very short black. Anime. So
you know, another thing I don't like is that so many of the biggest best anime that everybody is like telling me about has so many episodes, and I have no idea where to start.
Yes, so
do I have to watch all of these episodes?
Okay, yes. No. You may want to at a certain point. So there are certain, we talked a little bit about this when I talked about Pokemon. There are certain gateway animes, good introduction animes.
I'm trying to watch no Pokemon.
No, you don't have to watch Pokemon. Pokemon.
There are people who think that it's like one singular.
It is not man a Pokemon.
It's trying
just
to.
Saying. There are lots of animes.
I think Ash's name is Pokemon.
That are so. Shorter. Fully Cooly was mentioned. That's only 6 episodes long.
Fully Cooly is weird.
It totally. But hold on. Let me just tell you about a couple shorter ones. I had mentioned earlier, Cowboy Bebop is my favorite. I feel like that's a great gateway anime.
What's that
26
about?
Episodes.
Do they be throwing
so
Kamehamehas?
No. No.
I don't even know why I said Kamehameha.
The,
I don't even know
The first episode,
is.
It jumps you right in. Okay. So just bear with it. That's a good one. Samurai Champloo, again, 26 episodes, has a great intro theme song. It's like sort of this rap song. It's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Great anime. Death Note is really popular, and that's 37 episodes, so a little bit longer. They did come out with a movie we had done a review on before. So there are lots of anime movies if you wanted to start off a little shorter, but those are not the best ones. So yeah, there are shorter animes, and then once you get into it, you can decide if you want to invest in something like Bleach, which is a lot of episodes, or a lot of the longer running ones too.
And then what if I get to the point where, all right, now I found something I want to watch, and then it's only in Japanese?
So you don't have to learn Japanese to enjoy anime. There's this great thing called subtitles that you can read on the screen.
Read?
So yes.
What do I look like? Read. This ain't school.
Okay. Well, right, I tend to prefer the Japanese voice acting, and lots of people would say that as well.
I'm too racist, man.
Okay, we should talk about that later, but there are such thing as dubbed episodes where you can listen to English voice actors dubbing over, so you have the original Japanese animation with English voices speaking to you in a language you can understand.
Mm-hmm. All right. I felt like you was talking down to me just now.
No. Not at all. I mean, there's lots of different ways you can enjoy anime. All
right. Cool. But
yeah.
The other thing is,
okay,
I don't like turning on, like, if I'm going to watch a show, a cartoon, I'm probably watching it with a little kid. All of a sudden, I see draws. Like, that ain't, like, that's cool if it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't have a little man sitting there, and then grandma walk in the room, and then draws is on TV, and women is like moaning and whatnot, and like titties is bouncing like 50 times off the screen.
Like I said, there's a
that's
lot
cool for me.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of different
high
anime
school
out
of
there.
The dead shit?
Yeah,
girl.
Yeah,
a
so,
chick would cough and titties would be bouncing for like 5 minutes, dog. I was like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so that's what we call fan service, and there's a lot
of that
in anime.
They servicing the fan, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Typically, it objectifies women, although there are some that objectify men as well.
What I don't like is when they're like 15.
Right, and it's a lot of underage girls and some interesting predicaments. No. There, like I said before, there's so many different animes. And fan service is not in all of them. And there's just so much out there, so you can find your comfort level. You know, you can.
Like what?
So.
There's bouncing titties and everything.
Okay, so if you have kids around, I would highly recommend.
Pokemon had bouncy titties. I was like, come on, dog. Bouncy titties.
Okay, so. So if you want to be safe, stick to anything by Miyazaki. So Studio Ghibli puts out a bunch of awesome movies. Miyazaki is basically like the Walt Disney of Japan.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, maybe pre-watch them. Some of them are violent in some ways, you know.
Oh, no, my kids see violence every day.
All right, that's fair. So we'll have no problem with Nausicaa then, or Princess Mononoke. Totoro is a great way to start. Kiki's Delivery Service, as long as you're okay with a little witchcraft. So there is lots of different things.
I make witchcraft
whatever
in the
you're
pot all the time. No.
Okay. Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with. But, you know, even some of the ones that have some fan service for women, women are still portrayed as powerful and intelligent. There are just, unfortunately,
like
some
that.
Fan service.
No.
Unfortunately.
All right.
Unfortunately.
I mean, at the heart of it all, though, anime fans is just weird. Like, weird.
Okay. Yeah. You could argue that any fandom's biggest problem is their fans. You could look at sports fans. sports fans can get really crazy if you just really break it down and think about it. It's been so normalized in our culture, but sports fans be crazy too. So,
you know, Philly fans having a good time.
Yeah.
Eating dookie, dog.
Yo.
Yeah. So, dookie, talking about dog. Weird. Talking about weird.
Yo, it's sports.
You got that. You got that. Nah, I ain't eating dookie for nothing, dog.
But I know what you mean. Some anime fans can be a little quirky, let's
say.
My
man just did it, dog. Nobody dared him or gave him a dollar or nothing. He was just like, I'm about to eat this dookie. I ain't seen an anime fan do that, so you got that. You got
okay,
that.
And anime, you know, it's important to understand that
they
anime...
might smell like dookie.
Okay, well, that's another thing. Like, anime appeals to a majority of individuals with some social cognitive challenges, such as autism, and we know that an individual
facts,
with autism
facts,
may struggle
facts,
with social skills
facts.
In general, and sometimes that involves some hygiene. So you could just be a good friend and help them out. Like, you know,
hey,
dog,
you stink,
like
man.
Bodies
we gotta get you.
Of the world. Like, you know, they are living
dog.
Their truth. Anime
no,
anime fans
never had
are real, though. They are who they are. They like what they like. And you gotta give them that, too. They are just genuine people.
What y'all saying?
Yeah, social media.
I'm
hey,
done.
Dave.
I'm done with my...
Yay, thank you. Good job, Eric.
Tour de force performance an anime naysayer.
So what do you think? Did we convince you that anime is good? Evil
so
Dirty
bad.
Dave checking in. Finally made it back. We're glad to have you back. Ninja Scrolls is one of the anime he has seen.
Yep.
Dubbing
yeah.
is the dyslexic's friend. That's a really good point. So reading can be a challenge for especially someone with dyslexia. And that's why there are dubs.
There you go.
Or that's not the only reason why. But dubs are definitely a way to enjoy it.
The wife
well.
The wife of Juan.
Sports anime,
there are sports animes.
Totally.
Sports fans, there's something for you too.
Kuroko's basketball. I cannot preach the gospel of Kuroko's basketball enough.
Thank you.
It's incredible. It's basically Bleach, and but with like basketball, but they embellish like what they can do, and they add like some stripy lines and some action. You know, it's basically we're
right.
supposed to believe that they're like able to actually do these things. But it's just like an embellishment of what it is. So it's like, you know, when you see like purple lightning coming from a guy's eyes, it's to denote that something is happening. It's not saying that it's actually like he's actually charging up Super Saiyan power, like to get into
right.
the zone.
Oh, you had said something earlier where anime is like this in between cartoon and live action.
Yes, I said that.
Yeah, so you know, there is a little embellishment of reality, but that's kind of fun too.
Yeah, it's when you look at it, when you watch Kuroko's basketball, and it's just like, you know, it's like a thing. Everything is super dramatic. So it's like watching an entire game of basketball in slow mo, where like, but then it's like. Everything is heightened, so I don't know. Like,
yeah, well, and then you get into the perspective of the characters and what's
right,
going on.
Right,
because
everybody,
their head
of course,
and...
is like people are falling, and then like having a full-on monologue or something like
yeah.
when something happens, or somebody's about to get dunked on, and then like his whole life flashes before his eyes. But
anime
it's
really is so relatable too. We didn't talk about this in the convince me section, but typically a lot of animes focus on high school as the, you know, there's this weird part.
Yeah, and so
high
when
school.
It's not gross.
Right.
It's great because it's a lot of times it's coming of age and it's
right.
like, you know, these kids are struggling with a certain issue and just kind of becoming comfortable in their own skin. And, you know, in that regard, when it's not done pervy, you can even do something about a body or something biological, sexual, that sort of thing. But it's not. When it's not done pervy and
right.
gross and to be like, you know, somebody's porn, it's actually really like
right.
eye-opening and is like helpful.
Yeah, and it's like this common, this shared experience. We all go to school.
We've all gone to school.
And there's lots of drama. High school is a very pivotal age.
Yeah, you know, I went to school of hard knocks, but...
Well, I just want to throw back to when you said you watched your first anime at age 13, which is you were just going into high school.
I knew it was anime.
When you knew it was anime,
and
you were 13.
Right.
And so that could be in general a time that people start watching anime, and that can get you hooked when you're like,
well,
oh, I'm going through that same thing.
That's the basic principle behind Dragon Ball. Because Dragon Ball is probably like the first show that wasn't like Goku was already OP. It was like he had to learn everything.
Yeah.
So little kid Goku, like it was a couple of adventures, and then it was like, okay, now I'm training. Now I'm getting stronger. Now you see me grow. Now you know, like literally
like
is like
Harry Potter.
We grew up
anime.
With a lot of us grew up with Goku. Where it was just like, oh, okay, and he comes back and he has a kid, and we're included in all this, and it's like, you know, we're in the Sun family now because we saw him. We saw he's the most compelling protagonist because. He, you know, some friends become enemies, some enemies become friends, and like more enemies become friends because they don't want that smoke. And it's like Goku beat that ass into submission, and they was like, all right, I'll beat that ass. Tien was dangerous when they first met each other, and now.
Piccolo was the devil.
It was like, Goku put them hands to him,
and now
he's the babysitter. Yeah.
He's
stepdaddy.
Yo, that is amazing. He is Gohan's babysitter as well.
Yeah.
Gohan's father, man.
Basically. Basically. Stepdaddy who stepped it up. Literally.
So, Dragon Ball's kind of the Harry Potter of anime.
Yeah.
You've heard
like,
that here.
You know, people love Goku for a reason, and it's definitely because he was, again, like that, probably one of the first. Especially in shonen, and then it just like changed the face of shonen animes to where now it's like, okay, what's his struggle? He's got to be a little weaker than he was before, and now he has to grow. So Ichigo, all those guys are all those guys are Goku's kid. Like Ichigo, Gon, Luffy, all those guys are like, you know, they went to the Goku school of protagonists, and now we have what we have, and now there's a certain level of that we all expect the hero's journey, because there was no journey back then. Like Kenshiro was like, yeah, I went to school and but you met me when I'm dope, and so punch, blow up, that's what I do.
Yeah,
bloody entrails all over the place. So
all right, well, we love anime. We hope we convinced you to love anime too. You guys have any questions, feel free to message us.
And speaking of anime,
speaking of anime, we have a schedule info dump for you.
We got some dates coming up.
Yes. So next week, we're going to have our episode at the same time on Sunday. But then after next week, we're going to begin Saturday filming. So Saturday nights, you can tune in here. So after next Sunday, March 24th, the Saturday, we are going to be at the XL Center in Connecticut with the Band of Heroes doing a charity event. So we will have no regular show. We are going to be filming from that event.
We'll be doing some interviews. You know, it'll be just like a couple of other events that we've done.
We will have stuff for you.
We will definitely have stuff. We're going to be on the road. Wow, we're going to be on the road.
A lot. Pretty much the next three weeks.
Next 3 weeks.
Well, except for next week. After next week. The
3 weeks after
that. On the road. So then after the XL Center on the 24th.
You can be mad because K-Rock won't be here next week.
I'm sorry. I will not be here next week.
Send her threatening letters at
I'm sorry, guys.
You should clip those clips for him to put in his beard while you're gone.
I have a youth group event I'm doing with my church.
I'm gonna comb y'all.
we're going to Bodo Borg, and my team needs me. So just say. But March 31st is Anime Boston. We're gonna be.
Which we will not be paying for in any way, shape, or form. I'm not giving.
We're gonna be lobby conning.
Lobby con, or if we get the press pass, we'll see you in there. We'll be around, so if you know you want to come get interviewed, you want to come kick it with us, we will definitely be in the area.
Yes, definitely, we would love to get you on here too.
And I'll probably have my kid with me.
Yay!
So, Jada.
Jada.
Man, Quartz, man, they said I gotta be a father.
So after Anime Boston the following week, April 7th, we're going to be at PAX East.
Yeah.
Possibly some more lobby conning, maybe going in. I don't know. We will see.
We're getting through the doors.
Lamarick said we in there, and so nobody's as clutch as this guy.
If he says it, we in there. We're in that. And then finally, April 14th, we will be back in the studios on Saturdays going forward. And we look forward to having you tune in here.
Yes.
Where can they find us?
They can find us in so many places. You can go on Facebook and go at Ila Pow. That's ILAPOW. You can go onto Twitter also and do ILAPOW. There's the gram where we are Ila Pow whatever. Or no, I'm sorry, it's like a podcast or whatever.
Mm-hmm. The full one, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a podcast or whatever. We are also on Vero now. Vero. If you're one of the cool kids, you already know about it and you downloaded it and you're like, what the hell is this? And you can follow us there at Ila Pow, ILAPOW. What else?
Sheesh. You're watching us live, YouTube.com/
It's Like a Podcast or whatever. Oh, boy. I feel like there's something. Oh, you can also email us at Ila Pow, whatever, ILAPOW. Whatever. At gmail.com. There's ilapow.com, and that will take you to the Hyphen Podcast profile for Ila Pow. That's all I got.
Yay! So, thank you guys for watching. Catch us for on the block
on your corner. Love, trust, and belief.
Stay sweet, chickas.
Peace.
Popping up unannounced at my mother's house. Hopefully you understand the pressure that I'm under now. So what's the word, baby? Cause all this posture in between us is absurd, baby. Don't let the gossip in between us, that's just words, baby. Half of what you see and none of what you heard, baby. Hold on, my battery done.
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 God damn it, my battery done.
Hold on, my battery done.